This is a reflection on the dialogue with Nicodemus that we've been reading about. These are the last words. These are probably the evangelist's words. They're not Jesus or Nicodemus. There's the evangelist himself reflecting. First, on the love of Father. Father loves this world so much that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish. But when it said gave means the whole incarnation, Nazareth, the healing, the preaching, the opposition, the death, the resurrection. He gave him. You see, because through that whole process, especially as it was all gathered up in the act of love in which our Lord died, you see, everyone who believed in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. No Jesus, no life. If he hadn't come, we would have nothing to look forward to except death in this world and in the next. This is our life. And then, so different than ourselves. God didn't send his son into the world to condemn it, but that the world might be saved through him. And now, what's the response, you see? Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. Now, this is serious. In the first letter, John says, and this is the victory by which we overcome the world, our faith. So what is faith? Faith is the capacity to yield to reality, to embrace, yield to reality. It's a pure gift. We have trouble yielding to the reality we can control. But to yield to the fact that Almighty God became man and died for us and rose for us, took all our sins on himself, this is the core of our existence. And those who let this reality take root in them have overcome the world. The world has no hold on them. Its glamour, its glitter, its threats, its whatever. Overcome. This is the verdict. The light came into the world. Verdict is this is the krisis, the judgment. The light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. Why are we not all saints? All 30 of us or whatever we have here. We receive the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ every day. We hear the word of God every day. It moves us and touches us. But why are we not sent? Because we prefer darkness to light. We haven't surrendered our whole being to God to have it transformed. Or we'd be saints. And if we were saints, we could go out there and preach to people and heal people and proclaim and save them. You see, believing, we're back to this, if you remember this notional and real ascent that we talked about the other day. Everybody remember that? You see, when it's real. Well, to have it real, you have to fight. There's nothing in our lazy, sensual, distracted little selves that's going to cling to faith. You've got to fight for it. And that means no matter how you feel, you say, Jesus, I love you. You are the eternal Son of God, and I worship you, and I ask you to have mercy on me and on the whole world. And you fight to overcome that internal confusion and love of darkness. Well, we wouldn't want it to be all dark, but just dark enough to be comfortable and not shaken out of our complacency. And the Lord is pleading with us, fight for this truth. You see, faith, yeah, it's in the mind. It's a way of knowing. But it's animated by love. The light, this is a beautiful text of Aquinas, and he's commenting on Boethius and so forth, but the light is desirable, but we have to will it. I don't have to will understanding, except that I will to pay my attention to it, but to understand how to build a bridge. That's within my competence. I can, my little brain, I can do that. But yielding to the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, I can't do that. And that's why it's up to our will to reach out and claim the power to believe. And it's a fight. Your feelings are all hurt, or you're just something. And somebody says, forget that, start believing. And what happens? We get mad. No, 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 leave me in my mood. You see how fragile we are. This is the judgment. That lights come into the world and men have preferred darkness. Oh, those poor people. Oh, we poor people. To yield to that light, you see, it's appetible, you know, it's desirable. It's only with that gift that we agree to that we can believe. And we're comfy. So we don't. We like a little bit of dark, you know, respectable amount of darkness. Not the whole thing, because, you know, we do want to be saved. But it's amazing, isn't it? This text once struck me very, very powerfully. And I realized that I could not do this. And I prayed. I was on a little retreat, actually. And into my mind came this text. If anyone loves me, he will keep my commandments. And my Father will love him. And I will love him and show myself to him. And I understood, you see, that it's in allowing the Lord to come in, enlighten me. I'll trade you any sin I've got. If I can just know you. But that's a gift. Basically, we believe. Well, we wouldn't be here this morning. But we have such a long way to go. I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm just trying to say, let's be real. The Holy Spirit is at work in us. He is infinite, remember. Infinite power. To make us saints. And we have to yield to it. That's all we have to do. Yield to it. Saint Bernard has a whole treatise on grace and free will. And he has this phrase. Well, how does it work? Is it grace? Is it free will? Well, it's grace. But his phrase is, consentire salvari est. To consent is to be saved. We have to agree to it. And there's times when we don't want to agree. That reminds me. A lovely old monk in the monastery, and we used to meet. He could teach me French. He was French. Well, every day, every night, the older people, because we didn't eat meat, fish, eggs. The old men got eggs at night because they were old and needed extra energy. And he would make a production out of these eggs. You know, they were boiled and they were a little dish. He'd open them up, he'd put olive oil and salt and pepper. He made a big deal out of these things. He liked them. So one night, the brother going around and putting the eggs in the dish that was there for them, forgot him, went right by him. And so we're meeting after supper. And he's describing this to me with great drama. You know, je l'appelais, il n'est pas revenu. He was telling me all this, you know, and I said to him, Père, mon père, il faut pratiquer la patience. You should practice patience. And he said, I practice patience. Now it's time to act. That's enough of that, see. Well, it's not enough. He was a very holy man. I'm sure he went right straight to heaven. But we got to fight. Fight to be faithful to the truth. Somebody cut you off in traffic. That's Christ. No, that's not Christ. He wouldn't drive like that. It's fighting for the truth and loving the light.